Here, let us do a quick rundown on the performance of both the HDB and private property market in 2025. HDB has recently updated the fresh estimate of the fourth quarter 2025 resale price index is 203.6, which remained largely unchanged from third quarter 2025 index of 203.7. It added on that this is the first time resale price have remained unchanged since first quarter 2020. Okay, let me pull out my own compilation of HDB PPI in my own table form. Their number seems to be pretty accurate. In further add-on, this followed four consecutive quarters of slower price growth for resale flats, specifically the last three quarters of 2025 from Q2 to Q4, saw price growth of under 1%. Based on the fresh estimate, the full year growth in resale flat prices has slowed significantly from 9.7% in 2024 to 2.9% in 2025. And is the slowest price growth since 2019. Let me pull out my own table again, and I totally agree on it. The price increase in 2025 is only 2.9%, much lower than the 9.7% we've seen in 2024, 4.9% in 2023, 10.4% in 2022, and 12.7% in 2021. Here, if we compare 4th quarter 2019 to 4th quarter 2025, HDB price have surged by 55%. That work out to an annualized return of about 9.2% per year. Whoa. Even GIC long-term annual return of around 5.7% is nowhere near HDB performance. Singaporeans are truly very blessed to own HDB flats. Next, let's go to the resale volume. In 4th quarter 2025, the resale volume is 5,129, 18.8% lower than the 6,300 cases recorded in the same period last year. This is the second consecutive quarter with a double-digit year-on-year percentage drop in quarterly resale volume. For the full year up to 30 December 2025, the total resale volume is 26,000, which is 9.8% lower than the 29,000 cases recorded in the corresponding period last year. Here, what does this mean? The decline in resale volume will most likely be caused more buyers are heading towards the BTO market. In February 2026, HDB will launch another 4,600 BTO flats in Bukit Merah, Sembawang, Tampines and Toa Payoh. In addition, HDB will conduct a concurrent sales of balance flat exercise comprising about 3,000 units. The hint is very clear, my friend. If you can, quickly go for a HDB BTO flat. Whether it is in prime Bukit Merah or far-flung Sembawang, as long as you get a BTO flat, it's almost a sure win. Next, let's focus on URA Fresh Estimate for 4th quarter 2025 Private Residential Property Price Index. The overall Private Residential Price Index rose at a slower pace of 0.7% in 4th quarter 2025, compared to the 0.9% increase in the preceding quarter. URA further add on, to continue to cater to housing demand and maintain market stability, the government has sustained a robust supply of private housing through the government land sale program. 4,575 private residential units will be tendered out via the confirmed list of the first half of 2026 GLS program, which is 50% above the average confirmed list supply per GLS program over the past decade. What does this mean going forward? Are we looking at an oversupply? So, what does this actually mean? It means the authority are clearly serious about moderating price increase. And what does this mean for the private property market going forward? In my view, prices have not peaked yet. And yes, I'm very serious on it. Unless we see 2026 price index drop to the low 1% range or below, only then will I be convinced that a correction is coming. Well, at this junction, this is not what the data is showing. As of now, new launches in 2026 will continue to support price growth, provided take-up rate remain healthy. If resistance set in, developers can always adjust by pricing more competitively and accepting lower margin. To sum up, the data tells one thing. The cooling measure have finally worked. As of now, I don't see the authority rolling out new measures for now. If anything, they're most likely to fine-tune existing policies, such as increasing BTO income ceiling and relaxing the 15-month demand period for private properties owners. That's all. Thank you for watching.